Good morning, I'm Rod Rice with special coverage of Tropical Storm Edward on Morning Edition from KUHF. Meteorologist Dave Gorm is here with the latest on this traveling storm. Hi, Dave.
Hi there, Rod. Good morning. We are, of course, watching the radar. And, you know, the eye of Tropical Storm Edward is not quite as apparent as it was just a couple of hours ago. Right now, it looks like it's about 40 miles east of downtown, traveling west, really right along I-10. Lots of rain across southeast Texas, but it seems the tropical storm force winds are keeping a low profile in our area. A few areas are reporting 20-mile-per-hour winds, but I think we'll see the winds pick up here as Eduardo approaches Houston and then passes off just likely to the north of downtown. The remains of Edward should be east of Austin by later this evening. Right now it is 75 degrees with rain downtown. We have periods of heavy rainfall near the coast. Galveston Airport reporting very heavy rain, as well as Hobby Airport reporting very heavy rain. But we should be into the upper 80s this afternoon. Then another stormy day tomorrow. I think the rain chances, though, should taper off by the afternoon. Tomorrow's high around 92 or 93. This KUHF forecast is made possible by Bubbles Car Wash in Champions on 1960. I'm Impact Weather Meteorologist Dave Gorham.
Galveston County spared a direct hit, but county emergency authorities have not let their guard down. Ed Mayberry on the island, and he's got a live update for us. Hi, Ed.
And good morning. Some power outages were reported after 8:30 this morning in nearby communities in Bolivar, at Crystal Beach, and in Gilchrist. Power has been restored on High Island. The rain has been heavy over the past hour or so, and the wind has been gusty. Rainfall has been heaviest in LaPorte, Deer Park, and Baytown, according to the Galveston County Emergency Management Office. Residents here are keeping an eye out for street flooding, although no roads are currently impacted. Those tourists who decided to wait it out may be able to resume their beach vacations by tomorrow afternoon. Reporting live from Galveston City Hall, Ed Mayberry, KUHF Houston Public Radio News.
Pat Hernandez has been following Ed Ward's path this morning from Transtar here in Houston. Pat, it's been less exciting than expected.
Well, to say that Houstonians learn to deal with miserable weather days, this one has a name, Tropical Storm Edward. Emergency officials say that residents should still stay prepared for anything that may result from the heavy rains and significant winds. Down power lines are now a major concern. Residents north and east of Transtar took the brunt of Edward, and the state's emergency contingent, Task Force 1, is now mobilized to the affected area. Harris County Judge Ed Emmett says that Edward serves as an excellent training exercise for emergency responders, and that residents should have their hurricane kits ready in the event of a direct impact. Live at Transtar, Pat Hernandez, KUHF, Houston Public Radio News.
6,000 power outages are being reported in Orange, Jefferson, and Chambers counties. Jefferson County's emergency management says, so far, so good. They say up to this point, Edward seems like a tropical summer storm. Jefferson County Emergency Management, Greg Fountain.
We still want our citizens to stay off the roadways because there is possible tornadic activity associated with these type storms, and you always have the threat of until the winds get below tropical storm levels, the chance of people getting blown off the roadway or pooling of water on the roadway associated with that is not a good mix.
This is special coverage of Tropical Storm Edward on Morning Edition from KUHF. I'm Rod Rice.